All right, so download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. If you visit a DNA Info site this afternoon, you're greeted with a letter from owner Joe Ricketts explaining why he shut down the hyperlocal site and Gothamist, the parent company from the great Chicagoist here in Chicago. In the letter, Ricketts says he loves local journalism and this decision was made in part because of the New York staff's vote to unionize last week. To Ricketts' credit, there's at least some severance for the 100-plus journalists that lost their jobs today. It's a sucky story for them and for us who lost not one but two local news sources, and worst, all of its archives. If servers cost money, so the DNA Info in Chicago is just like they just never existed, which is a huge slap in the face to the hundreds, if not thousands, of talented writers who've worked for this company. Although due to pressure, it looks like Ricketts is going to come through on the issue of the archive. But what does all of it mean? It means that you'll have to get your neighborhood news from somewhere else, and that landscape is shrinking, and more news shops decide to cut and eliminate local coverage. So in other words, you like journalism that analyzes Trump tweets? You're fine then. Nothing's going to change. But if you want something more. And frankly, if the company was so shaky to begin with that a unionized workforce forced the hand of the owner who loves local journalism so much, then what was he paying the writers in the first place? Yeah, you mean I can't just pay these guys a quota? Yeah. Anyway, well, I, for one, am going to stop supporting any Ricketts-owned companies in Chicago. Are we all in agreement on that? Anybody? No. In Washington, House Republicans unveil a tax plan. Highlights, mega rich get a cut. Mini rich pay more. Everyone else gets a new flat screen. We good? Did I nail it? I think I nailed it. Actually, this plan isn't all that bad for the American family if you don't make a ton of money and you live in a red state. The big sticking point for Democrats is why what they consider to be a blue state penalty, in which property taxes and mortgage interest deductions are limited. Democrats don't like the Republican bill because, well, that's what Democrats do. But they do call the bill and the process a disgrace and question why we can't hear from experts and what this is going to do for the economy, where's the CBO score, all that kind of jazz. They also say Republicans are favoring corporate America over the American people. What? That sounds way out of character. It can't be real. But look at it this way. The way capitalism favors the rich is that you go and start your own business, right? And most business people will tell you that the more successful you get, the more money government wants in taxes. Trump fixes that by bringing the corporate tax rate down permanently so that companies will grow and grow to be mega companies, mega corporations, and will not have to go set up shop in overseas because, well, America will have some of the lowest taxes in the world. So, yes, you get to keep your business here, but the argument is that they don't really end up paying their fair share. And their little stunt of going overseas to avoid being taxed worked. So, to me, we fix one problem to create another, which is classic Congress. So, yeah, I say go for it. Twitter's abuzz with some stuff that I'm way too lazy to fact check, but student loan deductions are on the table, medical deductions are out, and according to the Democratic senator from Oregon, the corporations will get to write off state and local property taxes while the people won't. That can't be. Tell me that can't be. Please tell me that won't be. No, that's a better question. This is the biggest change of tax policy in decades, and Republicans don't care about getting it right since they've already said they want to get it to the president's desk by the holidays. Because there's nothing that screams, yeah, we fixed the biggest problem in our country, than trying to get the job done as fast as you possibly can. I mean, the fifth grade teacher can tell you that that's probably a bad idea. There's a big difference between 7 out of 10 and 8 out of 10. It's a B or a C, right? But I'm reserving judgment till I talk to my tax accountant, which will be on April 13th, when I bring in a bunch of random papers and hand it to her like a toddler. Do something with this. But when she says, did you give any money to charity? I can say, does fantasy baseball count as charity? Because, yeah, then I'm going to get a refund. In Springfield, Chicago State Senator Ira Silverstein resigned his leadership post after allegations of sexual harassment. He was working with a lobbyist for a bill, and she says once he realized she had a boyfriend, he killed the bill. Also, she released the Facebook messages to the Sun-Times that talked a lot about ice cream and exercise. Yeah. Silverstein didn't resign his seat, just the leadership role, which will be a pay cut. It also was revealed that there's no HR in Springfield, which is kind of obvious because HR would probably have written up the governor for dressing like he did in that Harley campaign video. Right? You can't wear that vest. That's right. That's a pink. It's one check. In weather today, gloomy. Perfect weather for nothing. In sports today, social media went out of their way to remind us it's a one-year anniversary of the Cubs winning the World Series. Although, I thought they won the game on November 3rd, right? I mean, it was a late game, but I guess we get 48 hours to enjoy that win. The Hawks got back to their winning ways by shutting out the Flyers yesterday. Good. The Bulls, on the other hand, played fast and loose last night, lost in Miami. Lauri Markkanen continues to produce 25 points. And the Bears are on a bye week. Terrible news today. Texans fear that standout rookie Deshaun Watson tore his ACL in practice. And this is why I don't practice, people. This is why I just play on Sunday. And finally tonight, the owner of Papa John's, Papa John, is that his name? is saying that the NFL protests are hurting his pizza business. Really? Because I'd say that garlic Parmesan dipping sauce is what's hurting business. I mean, too much. Too fat. Too bad. That's the carryout for November 2nd, 2017. It's cold, it's rainy, so we are quadruple bagging tonight. You'll thank us later when you need an extra plastic bag to throw away the leftovers. All right, coming up, to download on Chicago Business, and Kerry James Marshall is going to join us at the big table tonight. A little bit later on, Herb Alpert, great jazz pop musician. It's a download here at 720 WGN. Stay with us.